Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Ryan Wood with us as we talk about his latest works. Ryan, we had Paula Harris on yesterday, and she just thinks the world of you.
That's great. I appreciate the applause.
Tell people, Majestic Eyes Only, tell people about the documents, if you would.
Yeah, the people need to realize that the Majestic documents comprise some 3,500 pages in total. And they first started leaking in 1984 and sort of stopped in the early 2000s. And they're from 7 different sources. Some were undeveloped Triax film, like the Eisenhower briefing document for President Eisenhower at the time, and then the other was the Special Operations Manual, Extraterrestrial Entities, Technology Recovery and Disposal, which is reprinted in my book as well as an appendix, and then various other mail drops and mailings that came to several other people. So they vary in quality and the ability to authenticate them, but the most compelling one, the one that's typeset, the one that has the most detail and rich and verifiable information, and we've done the most authentication work on, is the Special Operations Manual, Extraterrestrial Entities, Technology Recovery and Disposal, which is a how-to manual, field manual for officers to where to pick up the, where to pack and ship the bodies, where to take the hardware, how to create a cover story, how to deceive the press, why are you doing this? It's descriptions of the type 1 and type 2 EBEs or extraterrestrial biological entities. So it's very very detailed.
Do you believe we are heading towards disclosure?
Yes, I think so. The preponderance of the evidence keeps piling up, and with the congressional hearings of last summer, definitely supported whistleblower testimony, and maybe more whistleblowers will come forward. I think it's still, the truth will come out in dribs and drabs, and it'll be it'll be challenging for the government to be transparent or totally transparent. I mean, they could start with briefings every month saying, you know, here's why we're keeping some things secret. Here's what we're telling you. Here's why we're not telling you more. I mean, there's loads of reasons to protect it, and there's loads of reasons to be transparent about it. And it's a conundrum for the government, or for our government. It may be less of a conundrum for other governments.
Where can our listeners get the updated Magic Eyes Only book?
Well, it's on Amazon, both the AI Ufologist and Magic, M-A-J-I-C, Eyes Only, a military assessment of the Joint Intelligence Committee, Magic. It's on Amazon, you know, and you can get it there, or you can sign up. You go to our websites. There's links to Amazon there, too.
And you just released a new book called The AI Ufologist. Tell us what this means.
Yeah, this was a fascination that I had with artificial intelligence. So I decided, for my business, I was doing a lot of work with artificial intelligence. So I decided to train ChatGPT-4 with a corpus of UFO books and knowledge that I had, and then I started to ask it questions. And 16 hours later, I was done with the book, or the preparation of the contents. And it was really the first question that, you know, what's the ET agenda, which is the classic question everybody has in their minds. And the quality of the answer was so good that I wrote another question, and then another, and so forth. And that was the preparation of the book. It's very different in that it gets more and more complicated and sophisticated around transparency in the government. Why should they tell the truth? Why should they not? You know, what are the messages of crop circles? That's a little orthogonal to UFOs and crashes, but it goes on to what were the messages of all the great contactees, and how do you resolve the challenges of the world into a peaceful, more harmonious environment and uplift humanity. So it amazed me that as somebody who studied ufology, that I'd say at least 30 or 50% of the answers that I got were surprising to me.
Were you impressed with the answers?
I was impressed. I was impressed with the, now, could I have come up with the answers if I, you know, sat there and thought about it for a long time? Not all of them, but maybe a lot of them. But it was the stunning speed with which you type in one question, and within a minute, you have it scrolling before you in the screen. In a very crisp way. It doesn't write pages and pages. It writes paragraphs, and they're very bite-sized and convenient to absorb.
Of the 30 questions, Ryan, you asked the chat, is there one question that just stood out as one of your most profound questions?
Not really. Well, maybe the last question in the book, which was the what I thought was the most challenging. And I'll read it to you. I mean, it's a little long, but
it's the longest question of the group, right?
Yeah, I think it is, right. And you have to give artificial intelligence some context for it to think. So it says, what would be the impact on society? And, oh, that's 29, I'm sorry. 30, the last one.
These are the five main forces.
Yeah. What are the five main forces that are interconnected, driving global challenges? How are government debt and money economic forces affecting this? How is the political and societal polarization of the left and right mindset affecting actions influencing our future? Compare and contrast the geopolitical attitudes, policies, and priorities of countries, particularly the U.S. and China, when it comes to the planet's future evolution. Addressing climate change challenges and mitigation costs will be a major global expense. How should equitable cost sharing be devised? Technology progress in energy, artificial intelligence, and biological sciences such as CRISPR. Are they the enablers of a more peaceful planet with less war, inhumanity, and poverty? And that was the culmination of my questions to it, and it wrote, you know, another 4 or 5 pages. And I found that interesting.
Where did it get its answers?
Well, it gets its answers from sort of two corpuses of knowledge. One is the books that I've fed it. I mean, I have a scanned collection of UFO books of like 50 books that are all scanned and OCR'd and a variety of periodicals.
So electronically you sent it in a scan to Jim.
Yeah, electronically I trained it with that along with its original knowledge base, which keeps getting better all the time. And I do this for business, you know, in my job as the CEO of Electric Fusion Systems, I have a fusion-based GPT that's been trained. And you could do it for any business, really, is that you end up tuning your AI assistant.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Can you trust the answers, Ryan?
Well, sometimes you say, oh, this is wrong, or it's weak. And I did some editing on this, and but for the most part, they're fairly good. But you do need to check it.
How do you know what to check?
Well, if there's something factual or you try to go to a more primary source. So if you were to, you know, check what is the ET agenda, there's lots of people that have written books on that. You know, Rich Dolan wrote a book called The Alien Agenda,
right.
And you can cross-reference his concepts in his book with what's written here. But since I scanned his whole book and have it in my model, I felt confident that it got that. For the most part, things are checkable. It takes more time and it takes more work.
Did it come up with any specific conclusions about the ET situation?
Yeah, that's probably its weakest point, is that it gives you a range of answers. With the ET agenda, for example, you know, you have indifference and benevolence and malevolence and scientific inquiry, and you know, they're anthropologists studying planet Earth and emerging societies, and oh, they're here for resources, or they're just trying to save their species. And you get a lot of different answers. All of them may be partially right, but you don't know, and you can't tell for sure. So,
did it come up with a conclusion, Ryan, that ETs are visiting us and they're harmless? Anything like that?
No, nothing to say so definitively that they're harmless in any way. There's a section on abductions. You know, why do they abduct humans? What are they going for? Genetic information? Are they going to learn more about emotional intelligence? That's actually a good question, George, is to ask it, you know, do they mean us harm?
Mm-hmm.
And I think some races may mean us no harm, and other races may mean us harm. But if they really wanted to take over, they could have done that long ago. But it's all speculation. I found it, but an interesting exercise in sort of creating a blueprint of how to do a better job of the government and transparency and the pros and cons of telling the truth and not telling the truth, and trying to lift everybody up to a fairer world.
Could ChatGPT lie to you?
I think it could if you trained it to. I mean, some of the experts that are studying that field have trained it to be an effective liar, sure. But for most things, you create a sort of a context for the AI. In my case, I said, you know, act as if you're a scientific responder. And give me answers of a certain length, and you sort of give it a context with which to interact with you, a personality, so to speak. If you suggested a negative personality or a lying personality, maybe it would do that. But I don't know what guardrails OpenAI has on that aspect, but. I think it's possible, definitely.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.